Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Mishnah's Trumas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Rav Shlomo Zalman, who's the Gosam Marzi, Yitav Chalitim, they should be given with a Sachat Slachan Siat Deshmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Sela, and Bishchos, Asabas Rachel, she should be Zachar to find Reziva Gahagon, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Vav is similar to the first Mishnah in the Perek. Chamisha Lo Yisarmu, there are five people that are not allowed to take of Truma. However, here's where it differs. Vim Tarmu, if they did take of Truma, Trumas and Truma, it is valid Truma B'Diaved. Who are these five people? Ha'ilim, someone who's mute, he can't speak. Vashikar, someone who's drunk, Arim, someone who's unclothed, Vasuma, someone who's blind, Ubal Keri, and someone who had a seminal emission, Lo Yisraimu, none of them are allowed to take of Truma. However, Vim Tarmu, if they did take of Truma, Trumas and Truma, it's valid. Now, why are these people not allowed to take of Truma? Well, an Elim, someone who's mute, that means they can't speak while they're not able to make a bracha. Someone who's unclothed and who's a Bal Keri, both of them are not allowed to make a bracha. And a Shikar and a Suma, the reason why they can't take of Truma is because we know there's a mitzvah to separate Min Hayofe from the best produce. And one who's blind or drunk is most definitely unable to choose the best, so therefore lechatchila they're not allowed to separate truma. And moving on to Mishnah Zayin, we already know that midaraisa there's no set shear for truma, and if a person takes off a mashahu even a little bit, then they're yotzei their chiyav. Now, even though we said that the chamim did establish a shear how much a person should separate, when it's designated, it must be done only by estimation. The pasuk says v'nechshav lechem trumaschem, and the word v'nechshav is understood to mean machshava. The truma is only allowed to be separated by way of machshava or estimation. So Mishnah Zayin tells us ein tarmin lo b'midah v'lo b'mishkav v'lo b'minyan. We're not allowed to separate truma by size, by weight, or by count. Avotarim hu es hamadud es hashakol ves hamanui. He is allowed to take truma off from something which has already been measured, weighed, or counted. In other words, no measuring the truma itself, but the produce that's having the truma separated is allowed to be measured so that he can have an idea of how much to separate. The mission continues, ein tarmin basal bukuba shein shel mida. A person is not allowed to take truma off with a basket or a box that has a specific measurement, because if he's going to fill that entire box, so it looks like he's taking truma based off a measurement. Avotarim hu behen chatzin ushlishon. He is allowed to use this box or this basket if he's only going to be filling it halfway or the third of the way. That's because there aren't any markers on the box, so it's unclear precisely how much he's separating. However, lo yisrem basa chatzio, he's not allowed to use a kli that holds a saw, even if he's only going to fill it up halfway, shechatzia mida, because half of it is considered a definite measurement. According to some mefarshim, when we're dealing with this basket or this box that holds a saw, usually the halfway mark is going to be marked, and we know for sure that this is half of a saw, and that's considered taking off truma by way of measuring, and that's not allowed. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tess. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.